Today's daf is Vachim daf Yud Ches, and we are on daf Yud Zayin on the days about 10 lines from the bottom, the two dots, Mechusser Begodin. So we're moving along, came in the beginning of the second perek. Perek Kol HaZvachim SheKiblu Dom. And the theme is that as whereas Shechita, the Gemara said, Lav Avoidehi, and therefore Ksheira Bizar, the other Avoides Hadam, Kabbalah Hilacha and Zrika, are Avoides. And as a result, a zar, someone that's not a kohen, would not be able to do the avoida. In fact, if he does the avoida is going to be possible. But the Mishnah mentions other psulim in addition to a zar. Oinein, tful yoyim, mechusse kipurim, mechusse begodim, shloi rochatz yidayim veraglayim, oril tome yoyshev, oimid agabi kelim, agabi behemo, agabi rablei, chfarik veiroi, and then a machloik is Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, if the avoida was done with the kohen's left hand, whether that would render the avoida unfit or not. Regardless, so we have a Mishnah that discusses the avoidos and specifically who it is that would be considered possible to do the avoid. In terms of what the definition of possible is, so we spoke out this morning, the Chakira of the Mikdash David in Perek Tezvav, where he discusses, does possible mean that the avoida is as if it wasn't done? But to the extent that practically it's possible to redo the avoid idea culture, that would be okay. Or maybe when we say possible, it means more than that. Possible means that the carbon is now possible. And as a result, even if it would be possible, to redo the avoid and do it ba'ifin kosher, it could be, it wouldn't be okay. Meaning possible doesn't just mean, clears the Mikdash David, that it's as if the avoid wasn't done, but you could redo it. Possible could be a positive psul. Right now, the carbon's possible, it's unfit, and there's nothing you could do about it. Regardless, The Gemara methodically goes through each one of the psulim mentioned in the Mishnah. We went through Zar, we went through Oinein, we tried going through Tful Yoyim and Mechusse Kippurim, and now we're up to the next psul mentioned in the Mishnah, thankfully a lighter psul, and that is a Mechusse Begadim. So we know that the Kohen Hedid had it with Dalit Begadim when he did the Avoida, Kohen Gadol had it with Shmein Begadim when he did the Avoida. The Mishnah says that if the Kohen Hedid was wearing less than the Dalit Begadim, or the Kohen Gadol was wearing less than the Shmein Begadim, that would render the Avoida puzzle. Zok the Mishnah, you know, and how do you know that a kohen that does the Avoida mechusse begadim makes the Avoida puzzle? Amar Rabbevo, Amar Rab Yoichanan, Umatu, Amar Shmein, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yoichanan said, and some say it in the name of the Tana, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Yonah Diyayim, and Amakra, it's based on the following pasuk. The pasuk says, the Chagarta Oysam Avne, kohen had to wear gartel, Aharon, Uvanov, the Chavashta Lehem Migbois, they wore a hat, Vahoysa Lehem Kuhuna, Luchukas Oyv. And by wearing the begodim, the aforementioned begodim, the avnet, and the migbois, through that, vahoysa lehem kohuna l'chukas olam. Through that, the kohen is going to be a kohen, says the Gemara. Yeah, bizman shebigdeim aleim kunasam aleim. When the kohen is wearing the begodim, he's considered a kohen. It's then that he has kedushas kohuna. But ain bigdeim aleim, ain kohunasam aleim. But if the kohen is not wearing his begodim, ain kohunasam aleim, he doesn't have a din kohen. If he doesn't have a din koyein when he doesn't wear the begodim, then it's poshit, says Rabbi Yochanan. Umatu ba mishmed Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Why a mechusser begodim that does the avoida is going to be pasul? Because to the extent he's not wearing the begodim, he's not a koyin. If he's not a koyin, it means he's a zar. A zar. We had a whole plot gemara already that gave us the makar. How you know that a zar that does the avoida, it's mechalal the avoida? So says Rabbi Yochanan. Umatu ba mishmed Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. You want to know why a mechusser begodim's avoida is pasul? Because when a koyin is mechusser begodim, he has a din of a zar, and if he has a din of a zar, it's poshit that it's going to be possible. Is that in fact a makar, a geshmak a makar? But is that the makar mehasam nafka? It's a mefurish a braisa that would seem at first glance to suggest a different makar. How you know that a koyin that's mechus begadim that does the avoida is possible? The tani belunt in a braisa minayim l'shtuye yayin. How do you know that a koyin that drank over the limit? How do you know, Shem Avad, if he does the Avoida Chilo, that the Avoida is going to be Pasul? So the Pasuk says that a Koyin that's a Shtuye Yayin and does the Avoida, he's Chayiv Misa. That's a Pasuk in the Torah. Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Braisa wants to know how you know that in addition to him being Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for doing the Avoida in this way, how do you know that the Avoida itself is a Pasul Avoida? Talmud Boimah, the Pasuk says, Yayin V'Sheicher Al Tesht. The Samuch Le, the Pasuk says, Ula Havdul Bein HaKoidesh Uvein HaChoyl Uvein HaTomei Uvein HaTohar. Lahavdo bein hakodesh ubein hachoil. Choil, Rashi says, miloshen chulin, miloshen chilul avoida, yayin v'shecher al tesht. And if he does the avoida in that state where he's a shtuye yayin, it's going to be choil, meaning the avoida itself is going to be avoida. So the Brisa says that's the makar, that a shtuye yayin that does the avoida is possible. The Brisa continues, mechusa begadim v'shalei rachas yidayim raglai minayin. How do you know that a koyin that's a mechusa begadim, or if he didn't wash his hands and feet from the kiyah, and he does the avoida, that avoida is possible as well? We know from Gzeira Shava. Rashi says, what's the chuka chuka? Shtuyeyai in the pasuk says, chukas oilam l'dayre seichem. The word chuka, chukas. By the big day kahuna, the pasuk says, v'hoysa lehem kahuna l'chukas oilam. And by the mitzvah that a kohen has to wash his hands and feet before he does the avodah, the pasuk says, v'hoysa lehem chak oilam. Al kapanim, we have the word chuka with regards to shtuyeyai. We have the word chuka with regards to mechusa begadim and Richos Yidayim V'Raglayim. Thus, via the Gzeira Shava, once we know that a Shtuye Yayin that does the Avodah is going to be Chulin, it's going to be Pasul, so too we know that a Mechusa Begodim and a Shtuye Yayin, Taloch is going to be the same thing. But Al Kaponim, it's a Mufurish Abraisa. So the Braisa says, how do you know that a Mechusa Begodim, that's the part of this Braisa that we need right now for our Sugya, is that Avodah is Pasul? It's learned out from Gzeira Shava, Chuka Chuka from Shtuye Yayin. It's Rabbi Yochanan, Umachabam Shreid, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, had a Geshmak of Makar. The Makar was, V'hoysa lehem kuhuna l'chukas oilam only bizman she bigdei amaleim. But ain't bigdei amaleim, ain't kuhunas amaleim. The reason a koyin that does the Avodah, Mechusa Begadim, the Avodah is Pasul, is because a koyin that's Mechusa Begadim is not a koyin. Doesn't have Ketushas Kuhuna. He has a din of a Zar. It's very nice pshat, but it's connected to Braisa. Doesn't the Braisa say Mefurish that the Makar is, we learn it from Gzeir Shava from the Aloch of Shtuye Yayin. So the Gemara says it's true, but really we need two Makar. Stimei Hasam, because had we only had the Braisa, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Avoida the Zar Chayev Olea Misa. I would have thought that the only time the Aloch is that Mechusa Begadim that does the Avoida is possible, that's if it's an Avoida. That if a czar, or any other apostle for that matter, would do the avoida, he would be chayev misa. And the reason you would have thought that is because being that we're learning it from Shtuye Yayin, and in the context of Shtuye Yayin, the Torah says that a Shtuye Yayin that does the avoida is chayev misa. So I would think that the only time you have this paslos in the avoida is if it's an avoida with the Shtuye Yayin, in fact, is going to be chayiv misa. Meaning, the Torah says that a shtuye yayin that does the avodah is chayiv misa. Then the Torah says that a shtuye yayin through the smichos of the parish of shtuye yayin and the pasuk lahavdil bein hakodesh lahachol, that a shtuye yayin that does the avodah is pasul. And from there we learn in the Braisa that a mechus begadim that does the avodah is going to be pasul as well. But al kaponim, being that it's learned out from shtuye yayin, and in that parish of shtuye yayin, the Torah said that a shtuye yayin does the avodah is chayiv misa. So I would think that the only time the shtuye yayin's avodah is pasul is if it's a zasort avodah for which he would be chayiv misa. Thus, I could only learn a mechus begadim for that type of avodah as well. Avol avodah the ain zor chayiv ala misa emaloi, but an avodah that a zor is not chayiv misa for, I would think that maybe there you don't have the halacha that the mechus begadim that does the avodah is going to be possible. Kamash Malon, that's where we have a second Makar. What's the second Makar? Bizmanche, Big Day Amaleim, Kunas Amaleim, Ain Big Day Amaleim, Ain Kunas Amaleim, to tell me that if a Koyin is not wearing the Begadim, he's not a Koyin. If he's not a Koyin, it doesn't matter what type of Avoida he does. At the end of the day, he's always treated like a Zar that does the Avoida. It doesn't matter if it's one of the Avoidas for which he's Chayiv Misa, or if it's any other Avoida for that matter. Either way, the halacha is that the Avoida is going to be possible. The obvious question is then, once we have the Makar of Bizmancha Bigdei Malayim Kunas Malayim, why do we need the Brice? So the answer to that is going to become clear in the Hemshech HaGemara. But first, so the Gemara mentioned this idea that there are avoidos she'ezor chayiv aleihem misa, and then there are avoidos she'ein zor chayiv aleihem misa. So what's the definition of an avoido she'ezor chayiv aleihem misa? So Rashi says, quoting Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, there are four avoidos that if a czar or any other apostle for that matter would do the avoida, he would be chayiv misa. And what are they? Zrika, haktara, nisuch hamayim, and nisuch hayayim. So throughout the Masechta, we've been talking about the dalet avoidas. We've been talking about the dalet avoidas hadam. Shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, zrika. They're unique. They're the four avoidas that were done with the dam. The avoidas hadam is what's ma'akiv in the kapara, thus you always have the dalet avoidas. But there's another dalet avoidas. These are the dalet avoidas that if a apostle does those avoidas, such as Azar, Malav Dafka Azar, any puzzle that does any one of these avoidas, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, meaning a puzzle is not allowed to do any avoidah. But there's a chiddush that if a puzzle does these avoidas, it's so chamor that he's going to be Chayiv Misa. And what are those dollar avoidas? It's a different dollar. Zrika, Haktara, Nisachamayim, Nisachayayim. This morning we spoke out the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara mentioned Avoid of Hoylacha, and then the Gemara said, and the other 15 Avoidas. So Menachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, is a list of 16 Avoidas. So we have the Dalar Avoidas Adam, one of which is Shechita, which by the way, Lav Avoidah. Then you have the Dalar Avoidas that apostle, such as Azar, is Chayv Olam Misa, Zrika Akhtar, Nisachamayim, Nisachayayim, and you have Hoylacha plus the other 15, back to the envelope arithmetic, 16 avoidas that were done in general. Included in that is Birchas Kayanim, so that Brisa has a much looser, a much broader definition of what exactly an avoid is. But regardless, says the Gemara, that it's true there's a Brisa. The Brisa says that a Mechusa Begadim that does the avoid is possible. How do I know that from Exer Shava Chuka from Shtuyaya? And stating that Rabbi Yechon still needed a new reason. Rabbi Yechon still had to tell me a new Geshmaka Makar. What was wrong with the first Makar? I'll tell you what was wrong with the first Makar. The first Makar is limited, Ulai, to Avoidos, where a Shtuya Yayin would be Chayiv Misa, and those are only Dalar Avoidos, Zrika Haktar, Misa Chamayim, Misa Chayayin, Shar Avoidos, Minayin. For that I have Rabbi Yochanan's Tam, where Rabbi Yochanan was Mechadish, that a Kohen that's not wearing his Begadim has a din of a Kohen Hedi. But the Gemara continues. Ashkecha Mechus Begadim, Shtuya Yayin, Midnalon. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan's Tam, which is an add-on to the Braisa, tells me that when we say that a Mechusa Begadim does the Avoidah, the Avoidah's Pasal doesn't just mean the Dalar Avoidahs that the Zohar is Chayiv Misa for, but it means all Avoidahs. The question is, how do you know that a Shtuya Yayin that does the other Avoidahs, that he Avoidah too is going to be Pasal? Meaning, why would you have thought Mechusa Begadim is limited to the Dalar Avoidahs? Because we're learning Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin, and Shtuya Yayin is mentioned in the context of Chiyav Misa, and there's only Chiyav Misa by those Dalar Avoidas. But from Mechusa Begadim, we have another Makar to tell me that the Avoida will be possible even if it's one of the other Avoidas. Because when a Kohen is a Mechusa Begadim, it's Nishkan Kohen. He has a Din of Azar. Okay, that's true from Mechusa Begadim. Nobody says that a Kohen that's inebriated or intoxicated or driving over the limit, all of a sudden he doesn't have a din of a Kohen. So we need now a Makar to tell me that a Shtuya Yayin's Avoida is going to be possible even if it's not one of the Dalar Avoidas. So the Gemara says, Asya Chuka Chuka Mechusa Begadim. Once I know Mechusa Begadim, Shara Avoidas, how? Rabbi Yochanan's Makar. So now I could learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim. But the Gemara says, V'hotano ulahavdol bein v'goymer konosav. That wasn't the reason that the Braisa gave. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that I can learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim, so then why do I now need the Makar of Ulahavdol? Meaning, Lahavdol was a Makar to tell me that a Shtuya Yayin that does the Avoidah is going to be possible. Yayin the Sheikhar al Shteit, al Teisht, and then it says, Ulahavdol bein HaKodesh uvein HaChoyel. So, we're being Masmach, the Isser Shtuya Yayin, with the word Choyel to tell me that if someone Shtuya Yayin does the Avoidah, it's going to be possible. But now that you're telling me that I know that all Avoidahs are Mechusa Begadim, can't do, and if he does that way, this is going to be possible. I know that for Rabbi Yochanan's time, and I have a Gzeirah Shavah Chuka Chuka that allows me to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim. So why then did the Braisa need the Pasuk Ulahavdol? What's Ulahavdol teaching me? So the Gemara says, Enochanami, Mekame Delekim Gzeirah Shavah. The Braisa that mentioned Ulahavdol was before it knew the Gzeirah Shavah. But Enochanami, once it knows the Gzeirah Shavah, we don't need Ulahavdol anymore. It's not necessary, because now I can learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim. But the Gemara says, V'hotana Mechusa Begadim Huda Koyolif Mishtuya Yayin. The Braisa itself, when it mentioned the Gzeirah Shavah, still learned Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin. So you want to tell me the original time was before the Braisa, before the Tana knew the Gzeirah Shavah? It's writing the Braisa in real time, so to speak. He doesn't know the Gzeirah Shavah. Now all of a sudden the Tana knows the Gzeirah Shavah. Okay, I'll buy that. But the problem is, when the Braisa introduces the Gzeirah Shavah, how does it use the Gzeirah Shavah? Not to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim, Fakir, to learn Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. That's true if you read the Braisa the way we have it, but really that's not the way you're supposed to read the Braisa. The way you read the Braisa is, Minayin Shalei Nechalik Vei Mechusa Begadim L'Shtuya Yayin V'Shalei Rochet Yidayim V'Raglayim Talmud Loimach Chukah Chukah L'Gzeirah Shavah. The Hemshech of the Braisa is not teaching me a mechusse begodim. That if he does the avoid is going to be possible from shtuya yayin. Because the emes says mechusse begodim from shtuya yayin is a very limited makar. All I would know is the dalal avoid the shazar chayv leamis. So the emes says I have to come on to a new makar. What's the makar of Yechiren's makar? Bezman shebigdei malem kunasim malem ein bigdei malem ein kunasim malem. And the emes says, like we spoke out, once you know Rabbi Yechiren's makar, you don't need gzeirah shaveh anymore. In fact, not only don't you need the gzeirah shaveh from shtuya yayin, you can learn shtuya yayin from Mechusa Begadim. And the emes is, you have to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim anyways. Why do you have to learn Shtuya Yayin from Mechusa Begadim anyways? Because Shtuya Yayin itself only teaches me the Dalar Avaydas. How would I know Shara Avaydas for Shtuya Yayin? I'd only know it from Mechusa Begadim. So what's Pshat in the Braisa? The Braisa seems to have a Makar for Shtuya Yayin and learn Mechusa Begadim from Shtuya Yayin. That's true if you read the Braisa the way we have. The way we read the Braisa is as follows. The Braisa off the bat said, you want a Makar that is Shtuya Yayin that does the Avaydas, the Avaydas possible, I'll give you a Makar. It says, Yay Veshechar, and if Samachle, it says, the smichos between the word chayil and the iser shtuya yayin that teaches me the avodah is going to be chula. Now it's true, it's a very limited makar, only for the dalar avodahs, that shtuya yayin is chayv misa, that the zar is chayv misa, but I have that makar. At that point, the Tana didn't know the gzeirah shava. Then the Tana became aware of the gzeirah shava. Oh, once it became aware of the gzeirah shava, so then the Tana said, I hear, once you have the gzeirah shava, it's already a game changer. Now I can tell you that we can learn from Mechusa Begodim, and once we learn from Mechusa Begodim, I'll know not only the Dalet Avodah, Shazar, Chaybala, Misa, but in fact, I'm going to know all the Avodahs. When you read the Braisa, doesn't the Braisa seem to be learning Mechusa Begodim from Shtuya Yayin, not the other way around? Yeah, that is the way the Braisa seems to read, but for that the Gemara says, Hochi Komar, we have to edit the Braisa, so to speak, and we have to clarify exactly what the Braisa means. So the bottom line is, Lefia Emes, how do I know that a Mechus Begadim that does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible? I know it from Rabbi Yechiren's Makar. I know it from Rabbi Yechiren's Makar. Bezmanche, Bigdei Amalem, Kunasim Alem, Ein Bigdei Amalem, Ein Kunasim Alem. How do I know a Shtuya Yayin that does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible? I learned it from the Gzeirah Shava of Chukah. Doesn't the Braisa say it's learned down from Ula Havdol? That was before he knew about the Gzeirah Shava. But in the same breath, the Braisa mentioned the Gzeirah Shava. There's like a before and after in the Braisa itself. Once it knows the Gzeirah Shava, you don't need that Makar of Ula Havdol anymore. So the Gemara says, El Ula Havdol Amali. So what then is Pshat in the Smichos? Why did the Torah write the Issur Shtuya Yayin? This Pasuk Ula Havdol Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol Uben HaTomi Uben HaTor. Says the Gemara, look at the Rav, it's coming to teach me something that Rav used to observe. The Rav, the great Amir Rav, used to darshan. But he wouldn't darshan on Yontif. The reason is Mishum Shichras. Because on Yontif, there's a mitzvah to eat, there's a mitzvah to drink, ain't simcha el biyayin, and Rav used to drink wine. Once Rav drank wine, Rav felt that he wasn't in a place of Yishuv Adas to be able to paskin shaylas, and he wanted to get up and darshan. Rav didn't want to paskin, and therefore Rav felt that when he was in a state of shtuya yayin, and the reason was mishum shichras. How did Rav know that? What was Rav's makar to say such a halacha? Yayin v'sheicher al teish. If you drink wine, ula havdol, you have to stay away of bein hakodesh or bein hachoyl, u bein hatomeh and bein hatoher, don't paskin shaylas. It's not teaching me a halacha in Hilchas Avoida. It's not a zvachim dega halacha. This is more of a halacha that's important for rabbis to know, that if you're under the influence, can't paskin shaylas, because you have to be in a clear state of mind in order to be able to paskin a shayla. Either way, so what's the makar then? A mechusa begadim that does the avodah, the avodah is going to be possible. It's Rabbi Yechanan's makar. The pasuk says, So the pasuk describes that the Bnei Aharon had a mitzvah to put wood on the Mizbeach and then to light a fire. There had to be a fire in order to do all the haktaras that were done. Now the pasuk says, "V'nasnu bnei Aharon hakoyin," and the Gemara is bothered. We know that Aharon was a kohen, so why does it have to say "bnei Aharon hakoyin"? Says the Gemara, "Bikihunai." He has to be bikihunai. What does that mean? Limit al kohen gadol shalavash bigdei kohen hadid. That if the kohen gadol was wearing the clothing of the kohen hadid va'avad and he did the avodah, avodasa psula. That the emphasis is bnei Aharon hakoyin bikihunai. He's wearing his royal garb. He's wearing his bigdei kohuna. But if he wasn't wearing his bigdei kohuna, he doesn't have a din koyin. What's the lashon HaBrayis? It's coming to teach me that a koyin gadol that was wearing Big Day Kohen Hedi. This is already a Chiddush. He's wearing Big Day Kuna. He's just not wearing his Big Day Kuna. He's not wearing the Shmoyne Begudim. He's wearing the Dalit Begudim. Still, the Halach is that way, this is going to be possible. So the Chur, you have a Makar over here that Kohen is not allowed to do the Avodah Mechusa Begadim. So what do you need two Makaris? The Gemara says as follows. Because had we only had the first Makar, I would have thought that it's true there's a Halach of Bizman Shabigdeim Aleim Kunasim Aleim. But then maybe that's only for an Avodah that's Ma'akiv, that had to be done. The way Rashi explains it is that putting fire on the Mizbeach was an Avodah that wasn't Ma'akiv. And Rashi quotes a Gemara because Eish was Yordam and Hashamayim on the Mizbeach anyways. So really wasn't necessary for the Kohanim to go and facilitate a fire because the fire was there regardless. It was there Derech Nes. So had we not had a special Makar in this Pasuk, I would have thought that maybe the only time you have this halacha is if it's avoided that's ma'akiv, that has to be. I mean, if the kohen doesn't do it, no one's going to do it. But this, where it's coming min hashamayim anyways, maybe that's a klishus in the avoided. Here you don't have this halacha, b'zman shebigdeim aleim kunasim aleim, kamash mamon, that no, that's not halacha. Even such an avoida of v'nosnu b'nei aharin hakoyin eish ala mizbeach, where eish is anyways coming min hashamayim, it doesn't matter. The Shita Mekubetzes brings from Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz asked a nice kasha. Maybe the first pasuk is telling me that a kohen that's not wearing Big Day Kohuna at all, the halach is the avodah is going to be possible. This price is said a chiddush. The price is said v'nosnu b'nei aharon hakohen and limed al kohen gadol shalavash Big Day Kohen headed v'avod avodah sabtulim. Maybe the chiddush is that even though the kohen gadol's wearing Big Day Kohuna, but being that it's the Big Day Kohen Hedid, not the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that's enough for the Avodah to be possible. But Al Gabana, maybe there's a Chiddush. Maybe the first Joshua tells me that if a Kohen Hedid would walk in, he's wearing regular clothing that an ordinary person wears, then the Avodah is possible. But maybe a Kohen Gadol, despite the fact that he has a din of Shmoyde Begadim, but if he's wearing Al Koponim, Big Day Kohuna, maybe that's enough for the Avodah not to be possible. Maybe that's a Chiddush. So says Rabbeinu Peretz, I hear, but Lemais, if you look in the Pasuk, the original Pasuk, V'chagarta Oysam Avnet Aharon Uvanov, and then it says V'hoysalem Kuna L'chuk Asoylam. So the Pasuk mentioned Aharon Uvanov. So this drasha of Big Day Malem, Kunasam Aleim is going on Aharon and Vanov. Vanov meaning all the Kohen Hegits, and Aharon, the Kohen Gadol. So you see clearly that the halacha mechusa begadim is true for a Kohen Hedid that wore the Dalet begadim, and it's true for the Kohen Gadol that wore the Shmoyne begadim as well. But the Gemara says, "Akata mihocha nafka mihosam nafka." I have a third makar. It says, "Va'orchu bnei Aharon akoyanim." It's talking about the halacha of the carbon oil that had to be kulei kolol, so there was hefshit nituach, and then they would take all the nesachim and they would put it on the mizbech. And there too, it says again, va'archu bnei aharin hakoyhanim. Hakoyhanim is extra, and it teaches me the same halacha. Bikihuna mikan lekoyin hedid shalav as Big Day Kohen Gadol avad avad asep sula. So this price teaches me a third halacha. What would be if the kohen hedid wears the begadim of the kohen gadol? He walks in with the Shmoyne Begudim. So this Braisa tells me that that's also going to be possible. Why do I need another Makar? Why wouldn't I know that if he's wearing more Begadim, it should be possible, just like if it's Mechus Begadim? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. I would have thought if he's missing a bag, that's possible. But how do you know if he has an extra bag of that makes him possible as well? Kamash Malon, that even in that case, he's going to be possible. So the Gemara writes, the Tana Rabban and Hayim Rushalim, if the Kohen was wearing Big Day Kohuna, and the Big Day Kohuna were too long, Rashi says, Nigrorim Bekarka, they were schlepping on the ground, it was simply too long. Misulakim, or they were too short. Rashi says, Misulakim and Akarka, they were removed from the ground. Mitoich Shehen Ktsarim, simply because they were too short. Mishuchakim, if they were old, they were worn out. V'avad, and the Kohen did the Avodah with any one of the aforementioned scenarios. He was wearing Big Day Kohuna, but either they were too long, or they were too short, or they were worn out. Avodosik Sheva, it doesn't disqualify the Avodah. The Avodah is going to be kosher. What's the Chiddush? Says Rashi. V'afal gav tichsiv midoy bad. And we know Rashi in Chumash says shetehekim midosai, that the Kohen's Big Day Kohuna had to be custom fit. They had to be tailor-made to fit it perfectly. So you would think, if it's too long or if it's too short, so the Kohen is violating this halacha of Midei Bad. So maybe that should make it possible. So Rashi, it's true there's a halacha of Midei Bad, but mitzvah ba'al mehiv aloy la'akiv. Apparently it says it once, maybe not twice. So we have to see. Maybe you don't have a shina kos of la'akiv. But the bottom line is it's a mitzvah ba'alma. And being that it's a mitzvah ba'alma, so therefore it's not makkah. That's the chiddush of the reish of the brayse. The brayse continues, lo v'shnei mechnasayim. What if the kohen was wearing two pairs of pants? Shnei avneitim, zwei gartels. Chaser achas. Yeser achas. Or if he was missing a beged, or he had an extra beged, or he had a wound and he put a bandage on his wound, the halacha is, or if the begadim were dirty, or they were torn, and he did the avodah, avodasli psula. Over there, the avodah is already going to be pasul. So any one of these cases, the avodah is going to be pasul. So if he's wearing two michnasayim, two avnetim, he's has an extra beged, or he's missing a beged. So that was the sugi of mechusse begadim. And we saw mechusse begadim doesn't just mean mechusse begadim, but it means yitur begadim as well. You're missing, you have one beged too little, or one beged too much. Either way, the halach is, it's going to be possible. Additionally, if he has a wound, it's possible, Rashi says, because that's going to be a chatzitza between his body and the begadim, and there wasn't allowed to be a chatzitza. And finally, if the big day kahuna were dirty, or if the big day kahuna were torn, and he did the avoida is going to be possible. Why is it going to be possible in that case? It's a very important Rashi. We'll get back to that soon with the raid. Because when the Torah talks about the big day kahuna, it says it was supposed to be royal. And if the clothing ought to be dirty, and if the clothing ought to be torn, it's not l'chavaydu l'safaris, and as a result, it's a paslus. This is ma'akir. The halacha that it has to be tailor-made. No, that's the katchil. It's a mitzvah, it should fit him perfectly. But if it's a little too long, it's a little too short, it's not the end of the world. But l'chavadu l'sefaris, that's ma'akiv. And that's ma'akiv, thus, if it's dirty or if it's torn, ta'alach is it's going to be possible. Zok de Gemara, Am Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Merushal in Kshem. If the big day kuna were too long, it's going to be kosher. Misulakim, if it's too short, it's going to be possible. So again, the Braisa said, if the begadim were mirushalim, too long, Rashi says schlepping on the ground, misulakim, too short, va'avad avidasei ksheira. Doesn't it have to be made to tailor? Likatchila. But b'dievet, it's okay, it's going to be kosher. That's a braisa. Shmuel and Amoira said, if it's too long, mirushalim ksheira. Misulakim, if it's too short, psulim, it's going to be possible. Feiti Gemara, Shmuel's not allowed to argue with a braisa. If a tiny relent to the braisa, misulakim ksheira. How could Shmuel say that if it's too short, it's possible? Doesn't the braisa say if it's too short, it's kosher? Amram, bar chomalei kasha. Kancha, sulkan aide avne. Kan the lesnu meikaraka. Shmuel's too short, and the braisa is too short with two different halachas. When Shmuel said that if it's too short, it's possible, he meant if it's literally too short. If the beged is too short, his pants don't come to his chvesnish, his ankles, wherever it's supposed to go to, so whatever's in style, so then it's going to be pasul. If it's physically too short, it's going to be pasul. When the braisa says misulakim sherim, it's talking about where really the pants fit perfectly. But being that the kohen wore a gartel, sometimes when you wear a belt, you wear a gartel, so your pants come up a little bit. So now it's too short, but it's too short because of the avnei. But there the halacha is, it's going to be cautious. If it's be'etzem too short, be'etzem, then the halacha is, it's going to be pasul. That's what Shmuel went when he said misulakim psulin. The braisa says misulakim sherim. The braisa is talking about where it's misulak ayideh, the garto. Rava, and the Gemara continues. Rav said, echad zeh ve'echad zeh psulin. Both mirushalim if it's too short, too long, and misulakim if it's too short. In either case, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara explains: Rav Huna ikla la argiza. Rav Huna was once in Argiza. That's a place. Ramalei bar ushpischine, and he was staying in some inn. And one of the people that was in the inn came over to Rav Huna. He noticed him. He recognized him, and he told him, "I have a shayla. I heard in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel said mirushalim ksheirim umusulakim psulim." So he asked Rav Huna, "How could Shmuel say that misulakim psulim, but tanya we learned in a brayse misulakim sherim?" He asked in the kasha that the Gemara just asked. So Rav Huna told him, "Bar mina dahi, that's not a kasha. The shani Rami bar Chama. You should have known Rami bar Chama's teretz. Rami bar Chama said there's two types of short pants. There's pants that are really too short. That's possible. That's what Shmuel was talking about. When the brayse says too short is kosher, it's talking about where really it fits. But when the kohen wears his gartel, it slaps the pants up a little bit. It's only in that case that it's going to be kosher. But in that, but really it fit. But he told him that." But I heard that Rav said that Echad Mirushalim and Echad Misulakim are both possible. Now the Braisa said they're both kosher. So he said, if you're going to tell me, he tells Rav Huna, my Mirushalim, that when the Braisa says Mirushalim is kosher, it means Misulakim al Yedei Avnei.
Meaning, Rav, we have to answer not only Mesulakin, we have to answer Mirushalin as well. So for Mesulakin, we had an answer. We had Rami Bar Chama's Teretz. But we need to answer Rav's Stira in Mirushalim. Rav said Mirushalim is possible. The Braisa said Mirushalim is kosher. So says the Gemara, maybe Rav Huna said that we're going to answer Rav in a similar way to the way we answer Shmuel. When the Braisa says that Mirushalim is kosher, it means that really it was too long, but he's wearing a gartel, and being that he's wearing a gartel, it pushes it up a little bit. Now that it pushed it up a little bit, so when he wears it, it's not too long, and it's for that reason it's kosher. When Rav said Mirushalim's psulim, it's talking about even after the gartel, or it's too long. And in that case, it's going to be possible. Meaning the same methodology, we're going to be mechalik between mita gartel, so una gartel. That's the way we're going to answer the stira. That's the way we answer the stira in Misulakim. Fichit Hemo said, Rav Huna, you're going to answer the stira in Mirushalim as well. Va'avnit megas gayas, and meaning the svara of why Mirushalim is kosher, is because although it's too long, and be'etzim, if it's too long, it's possible. But the Avnit has a koyach to be megas agiz, it has a koyach to somehow cut the pants and make it so that although it's too long, but being that with the gartel, it's okay. The problem is, elam mesulakim kasha, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Why? Because we said to answer mesulakim that I look at the pants where they are be'etzim. Are they be'etzim? If they're be'etzim too short, it's a problem. If they're too short only because of the gartel, that doesn't bother me. What I care about is what they are be'etzim. And now you're telling me just the opposite. You're telling me that if they're be'etzim too long, but with the gartel, they're okay, that's when it's going to be kosher. So to answer the stira mesulakim, you're telling me that what matters is what the pants are be'etzim. As long as they fit, even if they're too short with the gartel, I don't care. It's still going to be kosher. And then you're telling me just the opposite to answer Mirushalim. You're telling me that, no, I dask a look at the way it is with the gartel. And if it's too long, but the gartel makes it okay, then it is going to be okay. So you can answer Shmuel, but I know you answer Rav. You can't use this methodology of mita gartel to una gartel to answer the stira in Mirushalim and Mesulakim, because you're going to end up with a stira minei obey. Rav Zeirus said, Rav chaudatani. The way you have to understand, Rav was saying something else. Rav said, Mirushalim shesilkan ayidei avnikshem. The way Rav understood the braisa, again, the braisa that says kosher, Mirushalim and Mesulakim are both kosher. He understood it as follows. It's one halach, it's not two halachas. Mirushalim kosher and Mesulakim kosher. Because if that's the case, these two halachas would contradict his two halachas. And Rav wasn't, although he's a Tana who Pollock, he's allowed to argue with a braisa, but he never intended to argue with a braisa. So the way he must have understood the braisa was Mirushalim shesilkan al yedei avnet sheirs. In fact, what the halach is Rav's chiddush of avnet megiz agiz, so that although Mirushalim itself is possible, and Mesulakin itself is possible, but if you have Mirushalim, and now while you day the Avnet, it fits perfect, the Avnet is Megas Agis, we look at it as if it somehow cuts the pants, it tailors the pants somehow, and as a result, that becomes the size, and if that becomes the size, it's going to be cautious. According to Rav, if it's too long, it's possible. If it's too short, it's also possible. Why this braisa, too long and too short are kosher? It's not two cases, it's one case. And what it means is that if it was too long, but it was cut, not Mesulakin as the second case, but Shesilkan, how yidei avnei, the avnei has a koyach to make megas agis, and in that case, it's going to be kosher. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Midifti, Mirushalim Shalei Silkan Tanoi, L'chura, Yesh Loimah, this Shaila, if the koyin was wearing his begadim and they were too long, the pants, for example, were too long, is it kosher? Or is it possible? That definitely the theme of the last Gemara. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti said, I think it's a machlokes tana. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, not a braisa that discusses the laws of kachin, but rather a braisa that discusses the laws of tzitzis. Again, another classic example of mimerchak tovi lachma, where the Gemara is going to literally go to another part of Shas to try to help us out here a little bit. So the Tanya, we learned in a braisa, it says, Gedilim tasalach al arba kanfois ksusra asher te chaseba. So there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. We know the parsha of tzitzis in the parsha shlach. We say in Kriya Shema pamayim behava. But we also have, there's another pasuk. A pasuk of parsha's kiseitze. Gedilim tasalach al arba kanfois kesuscha asher techasav. So it says that where do you put the gedilim? Where do you put the tzitzis? You put them on the four corners of the beged. Arba v'loy shalish. Arba means only if the beged has four corners, but not if the beged has three corners. So the Gemara, yeni arba v'loy chamish. Maybe the way you're supposed to read the pasuk is if it has four corners, v'loy chamish, not five corners. Meaning a beggar that has three kanfos, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. Why? Because it says four. Four and not three. Fake the Gemara, maybe the drush is not four and not three, but rather the drush is four and not five. So, show me when it says, Ashet Techaseba, those words, Luchur, are extra. Yudilim Tasselach al Arba kanfos Ksuscha Ashet Techaseba. Why does it have to say Ashet Techaseba? So it's coming to be Marba. What's it coming to be Marba? Rei Balas Chomish Omer. It's coming to be Marba five. Amani Mekayim Arba? Arba Veloy Shalish. So it says Arba. We darshan Arba Veloy Shalish. Maybe Arba v'lei Chomish. Oh, it says Ashet Achaseba. Ashet Achaseba is Marba, a beggar that has five corners. Faith to not Royce the Rabbis Balas Chomish, Lazi Balas Sholish. How do I know to be Marba, a beggar that has five corners, and to be Moitzi, a beggar that has three corners? Maybe if I can. Maybe say that Arba v'loi Chomish and Ashet Achaseba is coming to be Marba, a beggar that has three. So I'll tell you why. Marba ni Balas Chomish, Yesh Bechal Chomish Arba. It makes sense to be Marba five. Why? Because Bechal Mosayamana. Bechlal Chomish is Arba. So if the criteria to have a Chiyav Tzitzis is there has to be Dalit Kanfois, when you have Chomish Kanfois, you have Dalit Kanfois. Umoitzani Bala Sholish. However, I'm going to be Moitzi, a beggar that has only three Kanfois, and Bechlal Sholish Arba. Because over there, when you only have three, so you don't have four. Tanida, Chalkoponim, the Brysa, the Gemara brings another Brysa, Arba Kanfes, Ksuscha, Arba Vlei Sholish, Arba Vlei Chamesh. So the first Brysa said, Arba Vlei Sholish, meaning the beggar has to have Dalit Kanfes in order for there to be a Chiyav Tzitzis. But if the beggar has three Kanfes, there's no Chiyav Tzitzis. What if it has five Kanfes? As the Brysa, Hashat Achasa, Baz Marba, that if it has five Kanfes, there is going to be a Chiyav Tzitzis. At the same time, the Gemara says there's another brayse that says mufurish, arba v'loy shalish, arba v'loy chomish. It doesn't matter if it has three kanfos or if it has five kanfos. Either way, it's this ma'id from arba. So you have a machloikas al koponim. If you have a beged shal chomish kanfos, is there a chiyuv tzitzis or is there not a chiyuv tzitzis? My lab alkom ifugi. What's the machloikas? The mar savar yaser command isidami. Uman savar yaser command alesidami. Maybe the shayla is mamish the shayla. The Torah says you have to have four kanfos. What if I have more than four? What if I have five? Does the extra bother me? Or does it not bother me? Is it command the isay dami? Do I see what's extra? So I see five and not four, thus arba v'loy chamesh. Or no, I say v'chal v'sayamon. I have to have four, I have four. I got to have four plus one. But the plus one is command the lesser dami. The chamesh is as if it's not even here, because I don't need it. So being that I don't need it, it's as if it's not here, so v'chal v'sayamon. So what does it have to do with our sugya? Same shayla. If the kayin is wearing the begadim, they fit. It just so happens it's too long. So that extra part that's too long, is it command the isay dami? Or is it command the lesser dami? I could argue he has enough material, he has what he needs. He rather has more. Okay, that's like the beged shel chomish kanfos. The mandam of the beged shel chomish kanfos is chayiv in tzitzis. So too, if the big day kahuna, when merushalim, they were too long, it's going to be kosher begad. Just like the beged shel chomish kanfos, we see it as a beged shel dalit kanfos. And the extra konof is commandalei sedami. So too with regards to the big day kahuna. I look at the beged as if it fits the kayin. And what's extra, what's more, is command the lesson of it. But according to the Braisa that says Arba V'loy Sholish and Arba V'loy Chomish, then no, you don't look at five as being four plus one, that's command the lesson of me. Five is not four, just like three is not four. So, just like if the begadim would be too short, there would be a problem. If the begadim would be too long, it'd be a problem as well. So says the Gemara, maybe this shaila of big de kahuna that amuru shalim shaloi silkan, they weren't cut, not even with a gartel, whether it's kosher or apostle, luchura shouldn't be told in that shaila and hilchas sitzes. So the Gemara says, loy, I could tell you the kuliyama command isi dami. It could be in svara, everybody holds that just like four is not three, four is not five. So just like big dekuna that are too short are possible, big dekuna that are too long are not possible either. You don't say baklav masayimana. If you're wearing something that's two sizes too big, yeah, I understand, but it's baklav masayimana. It's still not going to be lekavod ul safaris. You're not going to look very good. So the point is, really in Sfar, you don't say baklav masayimana. Aye, what's the shail over there? What's pshat in the mandama that says that even though it says Arba kanfoy is still chomish is okay. What do you mean? The Brice already said Shani Hocha, the Rabbi Rachmana, Ashet Achasiva. It's learned out from a Kray Yisera. That Kray Yisera is in the parish of Tzitzis. Does hot nishmit big day kohuna v'idach? Says the Gemara. Hi, Ashet Achasiva. The time of the Brice that holds that it's Arba v'loi shalish, and it's arba v'loi chomish. Ay, the other brisa had a riboy from Asher Techasaba. What does the tan of that brisa do with Asher Techasaba? So the Gemara says, "V'boy le lechad etanyu reisa moisai prat luksos laila." It says in the Torah, "Reisa moisai is chartem as chomitz v'sashem." Reisa moisai says that the only time there's a chi of tzitz is if it's a beged that you can physically see. Prat luksos laila, that is worn at night where people cannot see. There's no chiyuv tzitzis, even if the beged is a bas dalit kanfis, still there's no chiyuv tzitzis. Oy, enoy, ela prat luksusuma. Maybe Reisa Mois is not a mic, so slightly, maybe it's mic luksusuma. Kshoy, mashet techasaba, hare luksusuma, I have a riboy. What's the riboy? Ashet techasaba. Amani mekaim Reisa Mois, prat luksusuma. So ashet techasaba is mar luksusuma. And Reisa Moisai is Mema'ik Suslaila. Says the Gemara, Umarra is the rabbis Susuma Ulahitzik Suslaila. Efshefakert, maybe we should be Marbek Suslaila, be Mema'ik Susuma. So the Gemara says, Marbanik Susuma, Sheyesh Nabriya Itzalacher. Makes more sense to be Marbek Susuma, because even though the Suma himself, the one wearing the tzitzis, he doesn't have the Uri Isa Moise, but everybody else that sees him has Uri Isa Moise. He said, Iksus Lailo, She'ena Beriyeh Itzalachem, where nobody could see it, being that it's at night, it's Iksus Lailo, nobody could see it, it makes more sense to be Mamaya there. Talk to Gemara, the Idach, the man that uses Asher Techasaba to teach me that a beged that has five corners is chayiv in tzitzis. So he doesn't have Asher Techasaba to teach me that a ksusuma is chayiv in tzitzis. How then does that Tana know that a ksusuma is chayiv in tzitzis? So the Gemara, he learns it from Asher Techasaba, because Torah Kodesh could have said Techasaba. The word Asher is extra. So in Asher Techasaba, I have two limudim. I have one limud to tell me five corners, and I have another limud to tell me that a ksusuma is chayiv. Ve'idach. And the man that used Asher Techasaba to teach me ksusuma, because he holds that if it has five kanfis, it's excluded. So what's the second drasha that he learns from Asher Techasaba? Aren't there two drashas? One Tana had two drashas. Number one, five corners, and number two, a ksusuma. So this man number that doesn't hold that if you have five corners, you chayev. So he used it just to be marbik susuma. What's the second drasha? He doesn't think there's two drashas over here. It says Asher Techasaba, you're telling me there's an extra drasha because of the word Asher? No. Asher is not a drasha. As a result, all you have is one drasha. Exhale. It's just a little bit of red. So we discuss the halacha of a mechusa begadim. Mechusa begadim is mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the psulim where the halacha is if a kohen would do the avoda mechusa begadim, the halacha is the avoda would be possible. What's the makar? Rabbi Yochanan and umata ba mishmed Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. It's not that from the pasuk. It says v'chagarta isam avnet aharin uvana v'chavashto lehem migbois v'hoiso lehem kuhuna. And we learn from there, Bizmancha Bigdeyam Aleim Kihunasam Aleim. Ain't Bigdeyam Aleim, ain't Kunasam Aleim. That when the Kayan is wearing his Bigday Kuhuna, Kunasam Aleim, he has a din of a Kayan. But when he's not wearing his Bigday Kuhuna, at those times, he doesn't have a din of a Kayan. Meaning the only time a Kayan is considered a Kayan is when he's wearing Bigday Kuhuna. When he's not wearing Bigday Kuhuna, he has a din of a Zar. Oh, if he has a din of a Zar, he doesn't have a din of a Kayan, then it's Pashit. Why the halacha is that the avoda is going to be possible? Because for that we had already a whole sugya that a zar that does the avoda is going to be possible. Tosfos asks a gevaldige kasha. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin that pegimel amid beis. So the context over there is a brisa that mentions people that are chayav misa b'dei shamayim. And one of the things mentioned in the brisa is that a mechusa begadim, a kohen that did the avoda, while he was in a state of mechusa begadim, the halacha is he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Says the Gemara, mechusa begadim in olon. How do you know that a kohen mechusa begadim that does the avoda is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? Amr Rab Avoh, Amr Rab Yochanan, umatu ba mishmed Rab Elazar Rab Shimon. The pasuk says v'chagarta oisam avnet. And we learn from there, Bizmancha Bigdeyam Aleim, Kunasam Aleim. Ain't Bigdeyam Aleim, ain't Kunasam Aleim. Vahavilahu Zarim, Vahamar Mar, Zar Shashim, Mesh Bemisa. So the Gemara says very good shmak. It's Mamish, a related Gemara to the Gemara that we just learned. That just like you see that a Mechusa Begadim that does the Avoida, the Avoida is possible. Why? Because the Mechusa Begadim has a din of a Zar. Because Bizmancha Bigdeyam Aleim, Kunasam Aleim, ain't Bigdeyam Aleim, ain't Kunasam Aleim. So may high time if a Mechusa Begadim does the Avoida, an Avoida, that a Zor is Chayiv Aleim Misa, he's also going to be Chayiv Aleim Misa. Because a Mechusa Begadim, by definition, is a Zor. If he's a Zor, so if he does the Zrika, the haktara, nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim, the other dalet avodis, the halachas is going to be chayv misa. Why? Because if a zara is chayv misa, then a mechusa begodim is going to be chayv misa as well. Tosfos brings a kasha from Rabbi Yaakov de Orleans, one of the Bali Tosfos. He said, it's a pleat. The Gemara needs a makar. How I know a drush, a geshmak a drush, again, but a drush, a makar, how I know that a mechus of a god that does the avodah is chayim misa? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a parashas tzava. It's perik chav ches. It's pasuk mem gimel. Pasuk says, v'hoyu al harin v'al banav, b'voyu el oyomayi. The context over there is the big day kahuna. Oy begish tam el amizbeach l'sharish b'kodesh. The kohen has to make sure that he wears the begodim when he enters the oyomayid or when he goes to the Mizbeach in the Azor, the Sharis Bakodesh, to do the Avodah. Says the Pasik, V'lo Yisu Avon Vameso. And if he does that, he wears the Begadim, he won't have an Avera, and he won't die. Chukasai V'loi, Lazariach, Safrek, the Rimi Orleans, Vashteitan Pasik. The Pasik says that if the Kayin is going to do what he's supposed to do, specifically, he's going to wear his big day kohuno when he does the avodah. Then, v'lo yisu avon v'meso. Then he's not going to be chayiv misa. It's clearly mashman the pasuk that if he won't wear the big day kohuno, he's going to be chayiv. That's a mafurish pasuk. So it's a mafurish pasuk. Freit Rabbi Yaakov de Orleinish, also known as Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans, he doesn't understand. It's a pella. That why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin pay gimel the days need a gishmak a fest to Joshua unzer is Gemara to tell me that a mechus began that does the avodah is chayiv misa because a mechus began has a din of a zar. It's very nice Joshua. It's a mafurish pasuk. I don't need that. Zok that Rimi Orleans that the emes is that that pasuk is in the context of the big dekahuna, but it's actually talking about a specific beged. The pasuk right before that, va'asei lohem nichnesei bad lechasois besar erva mimosnayim va'adi rechayim yirim. The pasuk says that you should make for the kohanim nichnesayim. That was one of the begadim. Was one of the dalet begadim. Was one of the shmoyin begadim. The next pasuk, v'hoyu al aharon v'albana. Aharon has to make sure to be wearing his michnasayim, has to be wearing his pants when he does the avodah. And if he's not wearing the michnasayim, v'lo yisu abim v'meso, then he's going to be chayiv misa. So it says the Rimi Orleinish from the pasuk itself. All I know is that if the kohen does the avodah without wearing the michnasayim, then the halachas is going to be chayiv misa. But how about the other begadim? That I don't know. What if he wasn't wearing his mitznefes? What if he wasn't wearing the ksainis? What if he wasn't wearing the me'il? How do I know if he does the avodah, then he's going to be chayiv misa as well? For that already, I need the drasha. Of course, when the pshutei shel mikra, read the hemshach. The pasuk that says, v'lo yisu avim v'mesu, that's perichach ches pasuk mem gimel. If you look one pasuk earlier, perichach ches pasuk mem beis, it's talking about the mechnesayim. So said the Rimi Orleinish, there would have been mocking to say that the iser, this chayiv misa that's mentioned in the pasuk, is dafki referring to the mechnesayim. The question is why? Why would I think that the Mechnesayim should be any difference? I saw it. May Simcha Meshachachma says the Geshmak Pshat. He says in the beginning of Parshas Tzava, when the Torah introduces the Big Day Kohuna, so the Pasuk says, Vasisa Big Day Kodesh Laharon Achicha, Lechavid Ulisafaris. The purpose of the Big Day Kohuna was Lechavid Ulisafaris. These were royal garments, and the purpose of them were to make the Kohen look good. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Ramban, Ala Torah, on that pasuk, the Ramban says a dover nifla. L'chavid u'l'sefares, she'yeh nichbad u'mefuar b'malbushim nichbadim u'mefuarim. If the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol, if they're going to wear these special clothing, they're going to be mechuvit. K'moshe amar ha'kasev, k'chasan yichayim pe'er. We're comparing the chasan to the Kohen. He's supposed to look like a chasan. He's supposed to be in a state of pe'er. K'elu ha'begadim, because the big day ko'una, levushe malchasev. The royal garb, kidmusam nil b'shua melachim b'zman ha'Torah, says the Ramban, something unbelievable. He says that the kings in the time of the Torah used to wear these begadim, and that's why the Torah instructed the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol to wear these begadim. Unbelievable. The Ramban wouldn't say such a thing. Amalei mikra amra. But that's what the Ramban says. So al kopanim, the purpose of these begadim were, that's where the kings used to dress. It was l'kavod l'sefaros. That's true with regards to all the begadim. What does the Torah say about the michnasayim? Vasei lehem michnasei bad lechasois besar erva. The purpose of the michnasayim wasn't lechavid ulosafaris. The purpose of the michnasayim was simply lechasois besar erva. Because if the kohen wouldn't be wearing michnasayim, then his erva would be exposed. So zokru meisim connects the svara. The michnasayim, where the purpose is lechasois besar erva. So if he doesn't wear the michnasayim, he's doing the avodah begilui erva. So I would have thought said the Rimi Orleinish stafka over there is minchay misa b'dei shemayim. But if the Kayan wore the Mechnasayim, he just didn't wear the Begadim that were L'chavid L'Safar. He wasn't dressed like a king. Okay, he was dressed like a well-dressed man, but not like a melech. He wasn't Kechos and Yechayim Peh. He wasn't on that level. So Sol Ketayit Chamina, maybe that wouldn't be enough to say that he's going to be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Kamashmon, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Bizman She Bigdei Amales and Kunasam Aleim. But if he's not wearing the Begadim, he doesn't have a Din of a Kayan. He doesn't have a Din of a Kayan. He has a Din of a Zar. He has a Din of a Zar. He's Michayev Misa. That's the first aura. The second aura is a very chikava maramachim, and that is a Mordechai. This is in the Mordechai, in the end of Masechtas Gittin. So the Mordechai in Masechtas Gittin, if you want to look it up, it's Simin Tov Samech Aleph. He brings as follows. Maisa B'Koyin. There was a story with a Koyin, Sheyotzak Mayim Al Yedei Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam was the Gadol Adar, and there was a Koyin that was pouring water for Rabbeinu Tam. And one of Rabbeinu Tam's Talmidim were there. The Hikshalei Talmud. And this Talmud turns to Rabbeinu Tam. He says, I don't understand. Rebbe, Hashaninu b'Yerushalmi. Isn't it a Yerushalmi? Ha-Mishtamish b'Kohuna Ma'al. That if somebody is Mishtamish, he benefits from a Kayin. He uses a Kayin for his own personal benefit. It's like he's a Ma'al B'Hekdish. So how could you, Rabbeinu Tam, he tells his Rebbe, have Hana from this Talmud? L'chura Mishtamish b'Kohuna Ma'al. The Heishavoy, Rabbeinu Tam told him, Ein behen k'dusha b'zman hazeh. Today, Kayhanim don't have kedusha. The kaimalon bigdayim aleim kedusha asam aleim. Ain't bigdayim aleim, ain't kedusha asam aleim. And being that this kayin wasn't wearing his bigday kahuna, so he didn't have kedusha. If he didn't have kedusha, there's no meila. So this halach in Yerushalmi doesn't apply. Vehiksha, but the Talmud continued. Imkain kol mina kedusha leilavdo. So you shouldn't have any kedusha. You shouldn't give him the first aliyah. He shouldn't duchen. He shouldn't have anything. Manav shach. If there's a halacha that he needs his begadim in order to have kedusha, then lechayru shouldn't have any kedusha at all. Says the Mordechai v'shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say anything. He was quiet. He was ke'il stumped by this Talmud. The Heshev Rabbeinu Peter. So Rabbeinu Peter was there, and he said, no. Denei di'esh behem kedusha. It's true. You have to say that Avada Kehanim have Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. But at the same time, it's okay. The Rebbe's gerecht. The Rebbe has a right to benefit from this Kayin. I thought, Hamishtamish Bekohuna Mal. And you're telling me, even Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Begadim, the reason is because Yochel Limchel. Because he has a right to be Meichel, and he brought a raya that a Kayin Shemachel al Kedushasai Ke'ilu. Kedushasai Machel. And it's the reason that that's going to be okay. So, very interesting exchange over here between a Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Peter chimes in, where Rabbeinu Tam initially tainted that it could be the halachas of Kuhuna don't apply Bizman Hazeh. Why? Unzer Gemara. Bizman Sheh Bigdeyim Aleim, Kunasam Aleim. His lashon was Bizman Sheh Bigdeyim Aleim, Kedushasam Aleim. So, even though it's true that Yerushalmi says a Mishtamish Bekoyin is a problem, yeah, but that's all true if it's Big Day Malaya. But being that today ain't Big Day Malaya, but the Talmud told me can't be, because if that's the case, then there's no Kedushas Kuhuna Bizman Hazeh. The whole Musig of a Kayin is bottled today because there's no Big Day Kuhuna. Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. He didn't answer. He mamish didn't respond. And Rabbeinu Peter had a get up, kilu l'chvoidesh al Rabbeinu Tam, and say, no, the Rebbe's gerecht, he has a right, because memanav shach, the Kayin has a right to be meichel. So when he decided this Talmud to be mishamish Rabbeinu Tam, he had a right to be meichel on his cover. The Taz, in Simi Kuf Chav Ches, in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, brings this Mordechai and he discusses it at length. So it's interesting. This morning, we mentioned Simi Kuf Chav Ches of Katan Mem Gimel, and Simi Kuf Chav Ches of Katan Mem Dalet. So Katan Mem Gimel, that's the halacha that an Avel is not supposed to duchen. We spoke it out specifically because the Magen Avraham says, an Avel of a Kol Shekein Anoinin. What was the Kol Shekein Anoinin? Because Nesias Kapayim, based on the Gemara Menachas, Daf Yud Ches Amidbeis, it's one of the other, it's one of the 16 Avoidas, Nesias Kapayim. So if duchenin is an Avoida, we said it's one of the Avoidas, also one of the Matnas Kuna, Kais of Arkhu, it's the 25th Matana, but Akhobon of an Oinin is not allowed to do the Avoida. That's under a Mishnah, that me high time an Oinin shouldn't be able to duchen either. The Mogen Avram is not sure about that. The loy iskish la avoyda l'chal mili. So we spoke out some gishmak raid. Simen kuf chav chesiv katan gimel. Then we spoke out in the raid. Simen kuf chav chesiv katan memdala. The Ramah. The Ramah discusses why is it bizman hazeh, the minig of the Ashkenazim in Chutz Laaretz is that they don't duchen. She said because toiv levu yavarech, you have to be in a good place in order to duchen. And with fayuk, then famuk, then fatruk, then we're not in a good place. We don't feel it. When do we feel it? Only on Yontif, Musif, by the end of davening, that's when you start feeling the Simchas Yontif a little bit, and that's why we duchen. So that was Sivkot Mem Dalet. This is Sivkot Mem Hei. The very last halacha in Siman Kuf Chafes Hilchos Asiyas Kapayim says the Rama. I quote: Also l'shtamish b'koyin afilu b'zman hazeh. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'koyin b'zman hazeh. Da'avi k'moyel behektish and loisha machal akach. Unless he was meichel. What's the makar? The makar is this martchet. Initially, Rabbeinu Tam said that maybe it's okay b'zman hazeh because b'zman shebigdeim aleiv. But the Talmud told Rabbeinu Tam it's not possible. V'shasik Rabbeinu Tam. Until Rabbeinu Peter said that you could be meichel al kaponim. There's an idea that you could be meichel. So the Taz asks a kasha. It's not really our sugya, but the Taz asks from the Gemara Masechtas Yevamim Staf Peches on the days where it's mashal that Kohen doesn't have a right to be Meichel al Kedushasek. So the question is, Manashach, could he be Meichel or could he not be Meichel? That's the Taz's Kasha. Meaning, this Ramah is Mefurish that a Kohen could be Meichel. He could be Meshtamish with a Kohen if he's Meichel on his coven. It's based on this Rabbeinu Peter and this Mardchai. The problem is, the Taz has a Mefurish Gemara Nishtaz. He's like, the Taz, venerally, you have to say as follows. The Hatam, the Yochel Limchel, the reason that in the that the Mardchai mentions the Kohen was allowed to be Meichel, which is brought down Lalach in the Ramah, is Mishum the Yeshtai Hanah Mizeh. There it was different because the Kohen was having Hanah. The Hanah was that he was being Mishamish Bekdusha. He was serving Rabbeinu Tam, the God of Hadar. Who wouldn't take advantage of an opportunity to pour a glass of water for Rabbeinu Tam? He was Yotzak Mai for Rabbeinu Tam. He had Hanah. If the Kohen has Hanah, he has a right to be Meichel al Kvaydai. The Gemara in Yevamos Peches that says that a Kohen can't be Meichel on the Kiddush. He doesn't have a right to be Meichel al Kedushasai. That's talking about where he doesn't have Anah. So the Taz, like Kasha. Is he having Anah? Or is he not having Anah? Says the Taz, Adov Nifla. If that's the case, you could understand why Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer for himself what Rabbeinu Peter answered. V'shasik Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam didn't know this chilek, Rabbeinu Peter knew, and Rabbeinu Tam didn't know. Zok, the Taz Avad Rabbeinu Tam knew. But what was Rabbeinu Tam going to say? What do you mean? Of course I'm allowing him to. He's having a no. He's serving me. Says the Taz, V'nirid the hod, v'shasik Rabbeinu Tam, lav mishum shlei hayu yod aleheshiv, ela shlei rotza litol shem talmud chacham olav, v'lo imeshe b'shvil zehu muter. He didn't want to suggest as if, oh, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm an Adam Chashev. So, Mela, when it comes to me, this halach is not going to apply. And then the Taz says a Charifos. Says the Taz, it's Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasai. I'm going to tell you, Rabbeinu Tam, Berik Ezehu Neshech, flying all over the place now. Rabbeinu Tam, Berik Ezehu Neshech, from all places above Mitzia, Daf Samach Zayin on the base. The context over there is somebody lent somebody money, we know there's an Isser Ribis. What if there was a Mashkin? So, it's a big problem for the Malva to eat the peros of a soda that's a Mashkin. So Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. Shimon posts collateral. It's a field that is worth $1,000. So far, so good. The field is Isa Paris. The Malva right now has the field in his possession. Could he eat the Paris or could he not eat the Paris? A very big problem. Because if he's going to eat the Paris, you're running into major ribbis issues. Stating that, there is a way where the Malva can eat the Paris. It's called the Mashkanta de Nachyaisa. Very not negay us right now. So we're not going to go into it. The basic concept is when a certain amount of the loan gets amortized every year, if it's a fixed amount every single year, then the halacha is the malva is allowed to eat the pears. Stating that, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Breder Rav Yosef, Mishmei de Rava. Hai mashkanta, ba'asru de masalkuloi nechel, elo ben achyaisa. The only type of mashkin where the malva is allowed to eat peris is if it's a mashkanta de achyaisa. But for tzur bim rabbanon, afilo ben achyaisa le lechel. But when it comes to a tzur bim rabbanon, even if it's a mashkanta de achyaisa, a tamil chachum should be machmer, he should be mahadr. He shouldn't eat the peris even from a mashkanta ben achyaisa. The Gemara all the way in the bottom of the Yomid says as follows. Ravina omar echel. Ravina would lend money. He would take a mashkanta de nachyaisa and he would eat the peris. Umarzutra bereder amari amaloyachol. Razutra bereder amari. He had a different meaning. He would lend money, have a mashkanta de nachyaisa, he wouldn't eat. Freik taisvis. What's going on over here? It's a pella. How could Ravina have eaten it? Ravina was a Talmud Chacham, and Rav this halacha was true only for an amaretz. The Gemara says a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to eat peris from a mashkanta de nachyaisa. So how could Ravina eat? Wasn't Ravina a Talmud Chacham? But I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravina loyhoyer roitza lita Hashem velasis arts mitzur b'mirabanan. Rabbeinu Tam says, skarnish kain kasha. This doesn't bother me, not even a little bit. You know why? I understand perfectly. I understand perfectly what Ravina was saying. Ravina didn't think it was a Talmud Chacham. Ravina's going to say, ich bin a Talmud Chacham? I know this halacha tzur b'mirabanan is not supposed to be from a mashkanta b'nachyaisa. But Ravina held basotis mit mir. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Zok the Taz is Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasai. Rabbeinu Tam was a Dairish. Rabbeinu Tam, who saw it with such a pashtus, why Ravina wouldn't be machmer by
by a mashkanten the Nach Yaisa, because he said, "Who am I? I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm Ritzur Mirabanan. It's Rabbeinu Talmud Shitasi that was Shasik. He needed Rabbeinu Peter to come up on his behalf and explain what was going on. Rabbeinu Tam Farzich. No, he didn't think that this Talmud was having anah from serving me. Who am I that he should have anah from serving me? But Akoponim, what we see from this Geshmak of Mordechai with this light raid is a Dover Niflo. We see that this Gemara of his Mancha Bigdei Maleim Kunasa Maleim. So again, the Yisoid of the Bigdei Kuna was L'chavay Dulu Sefaris. It's unbelievable Ramban. With Ramban says that's the way the Malachim used to dress back in the day. But Akoponim, it's the idea is L'chavay Dulu Sefaris. When it comes to the Michnasayim, there's even an idea of L'chasei Serva. But there's a Tifkite in the Bigdei Kuna. What's the Tifkite? This Mancha Bigdei Maleim Kunasa Maleim. Ein Bigdei Maleim Ein Kunasa Maleim. And we have two Gemaras. Number one, we have our Gemara, our Sugya, Zvachin Daf Yitzayin and Beis that we learn from there. That's the Makar that a Mechusa Begadim does the Avodah Pasul. Because a Kohen that's Mechusa Begadim is like the Zohar. We have a Gemara Sanhedrin Pei Gimel Amid Beis where the Gemara says that a Mechusa Begadim does the Avodah Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Why? Because the Zohar that does one of the Dalit Avodahs Zrika, Haktaru, Nisach Hayayin, Nisach Hamayim, Mechus HaBegadim. He's Michai Bisei. How we have Rabbeinu Tam wanted to apply it. I have a minute to apply it. L'cholo inyadim. Not only when it comes to Avodah. The truth is Rabbeinu Tam was discussing something that related to Hekdesh, Me'ila. But you have to know, it's a big Chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam wanted to apply it even outside the context of the Avodah that maybe a Kohen that's not wearing the big Kahuna has a din of a Zar.